This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Chinese state media say the death toll from coronavirus has now topped 1,000. Chinese President Xi Jinping made a rare visit to a hospital in Beijing Monday to talk with medical staff about the number of deaths from coronavirus as that total continues to rise. Four members of the Chinese military have been charged with hacking into the credit reporting agency Equifax and getting personal information for nearly half of all Americans back in 2017. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Attorney General William Barr says China is consistently stealing from the U.S., whether it's technology, trade secrets, or something else.
For years, we have witnessed China's voracious appetite for the personal data of Americans.
The hackers are part of the People's Liberation Army, an arm of the Chinese military. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch acknowledges there's little chance of them coming to the U.S. for trial.
But one day, these criminals will slip up, and when they do, we'll be there.
The hackers got names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans and driver's licenses of about 10 million. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is asking the Defense Department watchdog to investigate what he says is illegal retaliation by President Trump against a witness who testified against him in last year's impeachment hearings. The president dismissed Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman as a Ukraine expert at the National Security Council in the White House on Friday. Turkish officials have told a visiting Russian delegation that attacks on Turkish observation posts in northwestern Syria must stop immediately. Earlier, Ankara said Russia-backed Syrian government forces had killed five Turkish soldiers. The troops are in Syria to help stem a Syrian offensive to retake the last rebel-held area. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The solar orbiter built by